No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
at the
Nation.
Blue Corner!
You chose the right station!
Mr. Cowboy Nation!
Mr. Cowboy Nation!
Weighing in at a slim, trim, 195 pounds! Hell! From Memphis, Tennessee! He is the reigning, defending, champion of the world! Stand to your feet and acknowledge him, the Black Nature Boy, Mr. Cowboy Nation!
Yes, sir. One more time for the people in the back of that thing.
Nation!
Yeah, how y'all doing? It's going down tonight. So, I got the game up. I'm watching the game. It's going to be challenging tonight. So I got the game up. So I'm trying to stay up with the game, stay up with y'all, stay up with this outline. We're going to see how it go, all right? This should be fun. All right, so welcome to the Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions, right? You got a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation, all the episodes are uploaded there. TikTok, you know, we making a move into TikTok. Same as this page, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation, McNary. Instagram, @_ Mr. Cowboy Nation, right? So you can keep up with the show on any one of those, on any one of those social media outlets. Can you dig it? Like, follow. Do whatever you do. K-Boog, what's up? What's up? What's up? Got my play cousin in this thing, you know what I'm saying? All right, so where else we at? Cash App donations. You're gonna see my producer drop that Cash App tag down there in the front of the desk. And we're not asking for a certain amount, you know, whatever you feel, it's cool. Paige, Let's Talk Football, Miss Cowboy Nation. You know, there too. Available platforms. We are available wherever you get your podcast, my personal favorite. Joe, what it do, man? Yeah, that's what I appreciate y'all pulling up. I got my boy Joe in the bin. Also, if you're watching this show in your favorite sports group, right, and you see I'm calling out Joe, K-Bug. So if you want to make sure that I see you come in and I get to you, you would probably need to come to the Mr. Cowboy Nation page and hop on the live there. That way I can, and if you come in, I guarantee I can see it. I can, you know, shout y'all out there. Because when they come in the groups, sometimes I see it, sometimes I don't. More times than not, I see it after the fact, you know. So if you on the page, like Bug and Joe are right now, when you come in, it's coming right through and I can get you out. You know, I can get to you, your questions or whatnot. So just a little FYI. All right, so, but anywho, my personal favorite being Spotify. When you go in there, you look for a search, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation, right? So the reason that Mr. Cowboy Nation is important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, so it's going to get into them, give people who they came to see this evening. Let's go and move through it, shall we? Petty Pendergrass, it's in the fifth. Let's go, man. All right, so let's get right into it. So as you all know, the Dallas Cowboys had a very disappointing season, right? Very disappointing season. You know, nothing went as planned. You know, we don't know if we got a coach. Got beat 47-9 by the Detroit Lions. Got smoked week 2 by the Saints. Just as bad as this season has been for us, right? We could always look at the New York Giants and be like, well, at least we ain't them. like the Jazz has been like our emotional support animal this whole time, ain't it? We can always look here. We swept the Jazz for Pete's sake. In a season as bad as this one, we still managed to sweep the Jazz, right? Right? And you would think being that bad, you would make a swift and abrupt change, right? Somebody got to get fired. Somebody got to get the hell out of here right now. Nope, not the Giants. So Giants fans, come on down and see me. I did something special for y'all. You see that? I ain't even do no crying Jordan. And hold it up there for me, DJ. Hold it up there for me. And notice, I didn't do no crying Jordan. This ain't no meme. This is an actual picture of a New York Giants fan at a New York Giants game. If I'm not mistaken, it was the 40-0 ass whooping in New York. You remember that one? When we came to New York and won 40-0 and they caught this dude. Giants, put that back up. Go for it. Go look at it. Go put that back. Yeah, Giants fans. Yeah, get ready for about 5 more years of this, right? Get ready for about 5 more years of that. The New York Giants brought their GM and head coach back. Right? Yeah, brought both of them back to running back. What? Like, what? Dude, oh my God, like y'all was this bad and you said running back? Oh, I love y'all. I love y'all, New York. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. And in our case, we was injured. The injury bug just destroyed us. But y'all let a dude that I'm praying to sweet baby Jesus in heaven that Saquon wins this MVP award. Cause oh my God, I'm gonna have a ball with y'all. So, so you let a guy go, he goes, then he stays in division, right? Having an MVP caliber season, should have broke every, if he was playing and in the other organization with class, he would have broken Eric Dickerson's record, but he plays in Philly. Right? So unfortunately for him, he plays in Philly. Right, so, and oh my God, bro. And then McKinley, the safety you let go, was leading the league in picks. I think he got more picks than your whole team. Like that one, he and Green Bay got more picks than the Giants' whole defense combined. You let him, oh my God. And you kept Daniel Jones and paid him $40 million. And cut him. This is a clown show. Like, I don't know how else you put it. Like, and I know we get mad Cowboy Nation and we call Jerry Clueless. We got all these names for Jerry Jones. And you know, he is the issue, but he ain't that. Like, he could be that. So that's just, I think sometimes we're a little hard on Jerry. We need to chill. Could be the Giants. Giants fans, one more time. Let me see it one more time. Y'all get on that here, Giants fan. Oh, man. coming to a future near you, Giants fan. Just get ready, bro. Hey, I got a paper bag that y'all can. Ooh, all right. So, all right, next. What y'all got going in this comment section? Y'all lie. How about the Jets? Yeah, the Jets suck. Joe said he looks like a Smurf. Oh, man. All right, so Mike McCarthy, come on down here and see me. Mike McCarthy. I was just for show. He took a blue. I was just for sure we was done with him. I said, we done with Mike. Especially after that. I'm really pissed off at Mike because we should have beat Washington going away. Right? So this is okay. Oh my God. How am I explaining this? All right, so I'm pissed at Mike McCarthy, right? So that's why he ain't petty. But I'm gonna talk about Mike McCarthy again in the show, and I'm gonna say something about Mike McCarthy. And it's going to kind of contradict what I'm saying, right? But at the time I made this, I was pissed. So I got to follow through. All right, so this, y'all got the backstory. All right, so Mike McCarthy, we should have beat Washington going away. You want to play hero ball. You got your third string QB in here. It's a wonder to anybody in the stadium that we are even moving the ball as well as we are with a with QB3 on the center against a playoff team that was trying to win. They had starters in, right? They played starters, so they were trying to win, and we giving them hell. And this idiot gets hero ball, hero ball, hero ball. Like, hero ball. Why are we playing hero ball with a third string QB, right? Why are we doing this? We got these guys on the ropes. Just take the three, Dan Campbell. If you take the three, the two times you get in the red zone, we win this game going away. Right? Hey, Carol, how you doing, sweetheart? We win this game going away. Right? Hero ball in Washington. Hero ball in the Cincinnati game. Right? Got being a hero. They say the team takes on the persona of his head coach. Right? And hero ball, this I think that's his new name. Hero ball. Cause that's what we play. Just pissing me off. Just retarded. What are we doing? I'm like, we got a third string QB out here. And he's moving the ball. Defense playing lights out. They had to pull Jaden Daniels out of the game because Michael Parsons was throwing a party. Right? Take the 3 points, Dan Campbell. What are you doing? What are we doing out here, man? And with all that being said, he's going to get extended. So Mike, I'm on time. I think Mike going to get extended, man. I'm getting ahead of the show. But I think it's looking, oh, my God, I'm going to be so pissed if they extend Mike McCarthy, dude. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This team is going to look so good, right, in certain stretches. And we're going to be like, yeah, this might be it. And you know, we gonna be stacked. I feel like we're gonna be stacked. We're gonna be a talented team. So we will spank a couple of teams next year, you know, barring injury. But if we have to play another top notch team and that game get tight and they come down to situational football, we screwed. We are absolutely screwed, buddy. Right. So and that's why I want Mike gone. But Jerry's in the way of that. I'll explain later. All right, so. Pittsburgh, come on down here and see me. Spin the block. Steelers Nation, spin the block. Come on back and see me. Four straight? Yeah, hold on. Four straight, man. Just four straight. Oh my, Derrick Henry just, oh my God, just, woo, boy. And y'all gotta go see him again for the playoffs. Y'all remember having him last time y'all saw? Oh my God. So y'all lost four straight. And y'all gotta go play the team that spanked y'all one of them four straight, right? Oh my. This is gonna be, oh my God. Pittsburgh. Yeah, like I said. So, you know, we had a bad season. So, to see San Francisco have a worse record than us, and then to see all the wheels just fall off of Pittsburgh, right? This has been great. I don't feel so bad at all, right? I don't feel so bad at all, right? This season, it ain't been as bad as we would like to lead on Cowboy Nation. Listen, man. Like, can we be truthful about that? There has been some silver linings in this season, right? Carol said, dead on the rock. Mike and Zimmer has to go. Boog said, he don't want that one on back. Yeah, Joe said, Saturday will be five straight. Five straight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Five of them. I can't wait. Fill in. Boy, I can't wait for y'all too. I'm throwing a, it's gonna, Cowboy Nation, we gotta throw a party. So when Philly go home, right, we need to go live or post a video of us partying, celebrating Philly. Can y'all do that with me? Can I get a thumbs up or something? Just do that. Can y'all agree to do that with me? I'm gonna put a thumbs up in the comments. I'm gonna start it off. Cause I'm agreeing to do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm I'm gonna do it. All right, so let's get a break into action and get a word from our sponsor.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
Yep. All right. So, question of the day goes as follows. I'm trying to refresh this game. I can get this going. Saying 0-0, 12 minutes left. All right. So, has Amik Robinson introduced himself as a top-notch corner in this league? That's the question of the day for this episode. So, for those of you who don't know who Amik Robinson is, he's the corner for the Detroit Lions. As you know, Detroit Lions destroyed the Vikings for the number one seed. It was like 31-9 or something like that, right? So, Amik, and they pretty much played man coverage against Justin Jefferson. Amik Robinson pretty much had Justin Jefferson one-on-one, you know, manned up. And clamps. That's not easy to do by no stretch of imagination. There ain't many corners outside of Trayvon Diggs I would take one-on-one with Justin Jefferson the whole game, right? I can't. Sauce. I take Sauce one-on-one with him. If you tell me you're Sauce, Trayvon, I'm not sure I trust Bland with him one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he went toe-to-toe. He went toe-to-toe with him the whole game and clamped him. I'm talking about clamped him. Like, to me, that's a statement. If you can do that, if you can line up man coverage against that guy and do that, oh, yeah, you ready. You've definitely announced yourself, right? So, I don't know, man. We may got a new dog in town, new dog in the fight. And if Green Bay beats the Eagles, that will make my year talk. Preach, Joe. I don't care who beat the Eagles, as long as somebody beat the Eagles. I don't care who it is. You know what, Joe? To watch them lose in the Super Bowl, that was you. I smiled a lot. Like, so when they lost that Super Bowl, oh my God, because I know that would hurt. I know that hurt, right? Yeah, I took great joy in that. So, I'm gonna tell y'all why I hate the Eagles so much. And some of y'all already know this. Some of y'all don't. Michael Irvin. So Michael Irvin broke his neck. We playing against Philly. He's laying on the grass on that raggedy field in Philly. Broke neck and they cheering, dude. They cheering. Guy got a broke neck laying off here and they cheering, right? So I was done with him there. Yeah, it's just some stuff you can't come back from, right? So if you cheering for that, nah, I don't rock with you ever in life. I wish Philly would have never won a Super Bowl. I wanted them on zero forever. I can't stand them. I don't rock with them, right? So that's just how I feel. I'm Silky Johnson. When they come to Philly, I'm Silky Johnson. Hope all the bad stuff in the world happens to you and only you. And I hope your kids cry. Screw Philly. All right, so... But if you ask me, though, yeah, I'm sorry, I got all off. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Amik Robinson, I think he has. Let's go to this week. Did you see that moment? Pittsburgh, y'all might want to pay attention. Because y'all want dick from the Ravens and the Browns game. Let's go check this out.
Did it a couple times for that, the Browns.
Zappy. Oh! Big fella, that boy went straight to the ground. That boy said, who finna run 65, y'all? I weigh 355 pounds. Who finna run? Who? Who finna run 65? Not me. You better be happy with this possession. I'm going directly to the ground.
You're going to see him, and he's right here.
Big boy, you've been telling me he's
been buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. He's looking to drop out of there.
He out of breath now. Did he call it? No, this is it. The think they had to take about three steals.
I'm going to sit down right here
for the longest pick six by a 350-plus-pounder.
That's too good right there.
I know Big Dan brings all at them three steals. He already dropped about 7 yards in coverage. He was out of gas after that. When he came off the ladder and dropped back by 7 yards, he was over. It was over for him then. He didn't count the ball. Who finna run 65 yards and he on E already? Nope, not finna happen. But good instinct though. He was quick as hell on that jump. Good hands to catch it. My boy Joe said, yes, that's why I hate the Eagles because of the same thing. Yep. Yeah, man. So, y'all see, y'all feel like I feel. That's what's up. I appreciate that. All right, so college football playoffs. We got a scoreless game first quarter, 11 minutes in. Notre Dame got the ball. Looks like this quarterback sneak up the middle a couple yards. 3rd and 8. So, Lakers gonna be a tight game. So I'm gonna go ahead and pick the game wide 0-0. I just told y'all where we at. I think we're looking over Penn State. I really do. And I don't think Penn State is somebody we should overlook. I don't. I think this game is gonna be extremely tight. Now, with that being said, I'm gonna pick Notre Dame. No, but the reason I'm picking Notre Dame is because I think this game is going to be extremely tight, right, as it is right now. And I think it's going to come down to coaching, and I think Notre Dame head coach is going to be the difference in this game. I do. I think Notre Dame's head coach is going to be the difference in this game. I think this is going to be maybe an instant classic. This is going to be, ooh, Notre Dame just went up state. Went to the big tight end. Oh my. Yeah. Ooh, we all, man, but this but the college playoffs though. The college playoffs like this right here, the 12 teams really giving teams a shot. Instead of us seeing the same 4 or 5 teams, like this is what we needed, right? So we could probably end up with Penn State and Ohio State for the national championship, or Notre Dame and Ohio State for the, either one of those are gonna be like huge, right? So, you know, kudos. I know a lot of us complained and said, you know, had our complaints and critiques or whatnot, but it's turned out pretty good. I'll be here for it next week, right? So, but I'm gonna go with Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame gonna take tonight. I think the head coach will be the difference in that game. Ohio State, Texas, I overlook Texas because they too sloppy, and Ohio State is whooping people like they owe money up front. And Texas is very sloppy. Now, don't get me wrong, Texas physical up front too, but so was Tennessee, and so was Oregon, right? And we saw what happened there. So, I'm just saying, bro. Ohio State looked like they. It looked like it's theirs to lose right now. Penn State just made a play. 3rd and 8. All right, so yeah, I think Ohio State. I think it's Ohio State's to lose. They look like the best team up front. I'm always be biased to the best team up front. So give me Ohio State to steamroll Texas. We may see Arch Manning. Right? We may see Arch Manning in this game. So that Notre Dame, Ohio State for the national championship. Ching ching for college football, right? Can you dig it? All right, so I'm going to slide over. DJ, hit that beat for me. I'm going to pick Wild Card Weekend. I'm going to get into some topics. Can you dig it? My boy K Boogie said Penn State is going to win 24-21. I can see that. I think it's going to be a tight game, Boog. But say his knees said hell no. His knees, his back, that belly, everything said hell no. That whole 350 said hell no. Texas is playing at home though. Yeah, but yes, I mean, sloppy is sloppy. You can be at home on the road, sloppy is sloppy. And what them boys do up front, Boog, it travels. It's whooping the ass up front travels. You can do that at Air Stadium. You can whip the ass up front. You can do that at Air Stadium. I don't care what we playing at. All right. So that's, like I said, that's why I'm biased against Sam Zeki. That's dominant up front. And Ohio State look like the dominant team up front right now. All right, so moving on to the NFL. We got Chargers at Houston. We got Justin Herbert against CJ Stroud with little to no weapons. Yeah. Yeah, Joe Mixon and is Nico Collins playing? Like, what receivers he got left? But I know Tate Dell through, Stephon through. So Nico Collins, is he? I know he was hurt for a minute. Is he back? He probably back for the playoffs. Right, but usually got Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, Joe Mixon. I don't know, man. I think CJ may struggle a little bit. Give me the Chargers. Give me the Chargers over the Texans. I think they're catching Houston at the right time. So give me the Chargers over the Texans. Steelers, Ravens, y'all already know who I'm picking on that one, right? You think I'm gonna pick. I got one team that has a guy that can win the MVP for a third time, playing out of his mind. And I got a team that just didn't have the brakes beat off of them 4 weeks straight. And one of them four teams was the team they playing again here. So smoked them last time they saw. All right. So what have I seen to make me think that would? Yeah. Yeah. So Baltimore, a whole bunch to a little again. All right. So Sunday, I got Broncos versus the Bills in Buffalo. Man, you know what? I'm gonna keep it a buck, y'all. Josh Allen looks like he has taken a step. He does. He look like, because remember we were saying Buffalo didn't have no talent? Buffalo lost too many pieces. Remember we were saying that? Because they were struggling a little bit. They got Amari Cooper in. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen playing out his mind. Playing at the MVP level. I think Goff done snuck back in front of him, though. I do. Because y'all know I was on the Goff train earlier in the season. And Allen kind of jumped in front of him. I think Goff can jump back in front of him. If I had to vote today, I think I'm going back to Goff. You got the Broncos, big bro? Kevin Stokes, you got the Broncos? Nah, man, I got the Bills, man. It's Josh Allen time. Josh Allen gonna make a statement. He gonna have something to say about the AFC Championship this year. Packers, Eagles in Philly. I couldn't even get it out. The Packers can pull this out, right? But they lost Christian Watson for the year with a torn ACL. For what I'm hearing, Jordan Love gonna play, but he hurt. Jalen Hurts been chilling, right? If you think Jalen Hurts ain't playing this game, you are absolutely mistaken. Jalen Hurts will absolutely positively be playing, right? I know, Joe. I'm going to be a Packers fan, but, you know, if I'm betting money, I'm picking the Eagles. I think that Christian Watson injury going to hurt, man. I do. Because Philly, you know, they pretty solid on the back end. So, you need all the firepower you can get on that back end. So, I think that Christian Watson injury going to hurt. I hope I'm wrong. I'm going to pick the Eagles, though. I'm going to take the Eagles. This ain't the week, Philly. This ain't the week. My time coming, though. So I got Commanders. I got We Want Dallas versus the Bucks. We Want Dallas is the Washington Commanders. That's what they calling themselves this year. So the Bucks. Baker Mayfield shaking bake. Still a scoreless game, huh? This game gonna be tight, y'all. Alright, so I'm not sold on the college offense. I'm not. And they really look like they can be had by a better team. Like, the Dallas defense was really dominating them, right? With a lot of pieces out. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Tampa pretty solid on defense. I don't know how they're going to handle Vita Vea in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Todd Bowles in the blitz the pants off this rookie QB. This can get away from Washington. I'm going to pick the Bucks a whole bunch, too. I think this is going to be ass with me, y'all. Give me the Bucks a whole bunch, too, a little. That's what I think. I think this is going to get ugly. All right, so Monday, you got Vikings-Rams. This game is going to be very interesting. Vikings at Rams. The Rams are one of them teams that can get hot and make a run all the way to the end. When Sean McVay get going with his offense, they have found some of a pass rush now, right? So when Sean McVay get going with his offense, man, they can be hell, bro. They can be hell. They can be hell. And we've, you know, look like Sam Donald is coming back down to earth. Can you dig it? Give me the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be Green Bay or last year. That's what I think. So give me the Rams over the Vikings. Don't say never did nothing for you. But they say we're supposed to be snowing in here in Memphis. But I hope not, because I'm going somewhere and watch that Steelers game. And I'm going to have fun. Yep, I am. I'm going to have a ball that night. Even Steelers win, I'm going to have a ball too. But I'm going to go somewhere with a bunch of Steelers fans here, you know, watch the game with them. I'm going to keep it respectful, but I'm going to, but please believe if they lose, I'm going to have a ball. Because they've been letting us have this year, you know. So, it is what it is. All right, so let me get my State of the Cowboys address. Notre Dame, I'm trying to see what Notre Dame just did. Y'all, Notre Dame just made a play on defense. Woo, well, that way get your hands up. Ooh. Okay, then. Okay, then, that's what's up. So it looks like Penn State finna punt, too. So it's still 0-0. This is going to be a tight ball game right here. Yeah, Penn State about to punt. Okay. Yeah, so, all right, so I'm going to get my State of the Cowboys address, man. I'm going to get on out here, let y'all watch this game, and I can watch this game, too. Because Penn State just made a great play on special team coverage. All right, so, Michael Parsons, right? Michael Parsons said... He said, and I quote, "The Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl next year. We will be holding a trophy next year." That is what Michael Parsons said, right? So for Michael Parsons to say that, he feels like we are very close. He has made it known he wants Mike back, right? I said it. I think if we bring Zim back, we'll have a Super Bowl caliber defense next year. So I see it too, right? Bunch of cap space, number 12 overall pick. You know, I'm gonna say top 10 QB, top 5 wide receiver, top 5 defensive player on the other side of the ball. You know, depending on what you do in this draft, you can, and in free agency, like, it's there. If Jerry has an opportunity to really put he can build a monster this offseason. Jerry is set up to build a monster this upcoming offseason. He is. So, all that all-in talk, we want to see, you know. So, I wholeheartedly understand where Michael Parsons is coming from, because Jerry is sitting pretty. He can really put a monster on the field next year. Little boy K Boogie said 3 inches of snow in the south, everything. Yeah. 3 inches is over with, but we shutting down everything. Ain't nobody going to school or nothing. Unless you are a essential worker. Other than that, everything closed down. Parsons and Jerry Jones will be at Ohio State Texas game. And that's, you know what? I'm happy you brought that up, K-Book. So, and Stephen A., and I don't like, I ain't gonna say I don't like him. I disagree with a lot of what Stephen A. said. But he said something that made sense. He was like, Michael Parsons saying that helped Jerry Jones. Because guess what? They talking about it on ESPN. They, you know, y'all know Jerry love to grab that headline. Michael Parsons got a contract coming up. And I'm going to tell y'all this. If he does what I think he's going to do, if Michael Parsons takes a pay cut, but you see Michael Parsons with endorsements, then you know what happened. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. If Michael Parsons, if he take a pay cut. They say he can get $40 million with no problem, right? But he says, give me 30. You know, give me 30, I'm cool with 30. And you see him in, appearing in a bunch of commercials shortly afterwards. Then, you know what I'm saying? You know what happened, right? So I'm looking for that. I think he's looking to get into business with Jerry Jones and more than just football. And it's a smart play, right? You understand? So I'm with it. So Mike McCall, hey Renata, how you doing, baby girl? Hey Carol, what you say? I wish he would shut up. All right, so Mike McCarthy contract talks. I thought Mike was gone, y'all, but he ain't, right? So Jerry is saying that he want an incentive-based deal, right, for the next head coach. And who the hell gonna do that, right? Like, who the hell gonna do that, Jerry? So, and I think they got Mike McCarthy wrote all over it. You understand? They got Mike McCarthy wrote all over it. Can you dig it? So, he gonna slide this incentive-based deal in front of Mike McCarthy, and he gonna bite. He gonna bite like a big mouth bass. Nice and cheap, right up Jerry Alley, right? So, if you get in the playoffs and get smoked first round again, guess what? Money coming out of your pocket. There's money you leaving on the table. And from a business standpoint, it's brilliant. Right? So, Jerry's winning. Jerry's basically saying bet on yourself, right? But I'm wondering if more control is going to come with that too. You know what I'm saying? So that's something, but that's just my opinion. I've heard the incentive-based thing, then, you know, Mike McCarthy as well. So I feel like Mike McCarthy really wants that job back. He feel like he's close. I think he'll take it. So we may not be done with Mike McCarthy, y'all. I sure hope we are, but we'll see. You said Penn State got a pick. I'm looking at it now, boo. Let me see. 3rd and 12. Ooh. All right, look. So I'm finna get on out of here. There will be no episode of Let's Talk Football next week. I keep y'all in the loop, though. Like I said, follow the page and stay in the loop with me. It probably will not be an episode next week due to my schedule, but there will be one the following week. So until then, it's Cowboy Nation challenging you not to be good, but to be great.